All right. I guess we go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word, the Bible. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given us and those we're about to receive through your word. Now, Father, we pray, Lord, that that you'd open our hearts to understand the message, and then also, Lord, to that we may use it to give glory and honor to you. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. And pray, Lord, for those who aren't here, those who are sick. Pray, Father, that you would watch over them. Pray, Father, that you get them well. And, Lord, we pray, Father, for those, Lord, that have, where the storm has damaged their house in Texas. We pray, Father, that you would give them grace to deal with the issues. And, Father, I pray, Lord, that you, once again, just be with us as we study your word this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3 and 4 says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then we look at it, another scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. It says, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Acts 16:31 says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, all these scriptures, it's important that we give those scriptures in every meeting we have, in every conversation we have with anybody else, and so that, because our job is to give out the gospel, the church's responsibility is to give the word of God to all. But at times, the work of giving out the word is difficult, and at times very costly. And so this evening I want to bring a message on a man of God, and that man is Elijah. But at times when we, like I said, we give out the word of God, we do come across people that do not want to receive it. And yet, we still have to, all right, to give it. And it's up to them to make a choice as to what they're going to do with it, all right? Our job is to go forth and trust in the Lord. If we have problems, and as we give out the word, and some don't like it, all right, we have to trust the Lord and just let him guide us and direct us as we go. And we can't try and do things in our own power. We can't make people believe. That's not our job. We can't force people to do anything, because that's not our job. God wants our hearts, and he wants those people's hearts. And I've been in situations where I've seen people go out and give the word of God, and basically forcing people to say a prayer. And that's not giving out the gospel the correct way. Forcing them backing them into a corner, they will do anything to get rid of you. And so the message that we need to carry with us is that we have to give it, but we have to give it with the right heart attitude and also with the other person's soul in mind, all right? I remember years ago, I probably said this before, but I gave out the gospel to somebody and I was irritating him more than anything else and probably lost him, and I pray that he's not lost now. But I did not give it out the correct way. And so we have to, I can do all things through Christ, but I have to let Christ be the one that's leading me and guiding me too. I want you to turn to to 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah, man of God, that's who he is, what he was. It says here, you know, that first off, we want to look at Elijah. This is during the reign of Ahab, king of Israel. And Ahab did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he brought Baal worship and the killing of the prophets of Jehovah, and likely inspired by his wife Jezebel, a Canaanite woman. In 1 Kings 17:1, it tells us here, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make thee therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he in her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" And he said unto her, "Give me thy son." And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft, where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son?" And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again." And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." And the woman said unto Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." Here we see it's a reading in the whole chapter, but it's Elijah's. He's already causing a drought there, and that drought's going to last for 3.5 years. And now he goes to the Brook Cherith, where the Lord sent him to, and then from there the Lord, while using ravens to feed him, the brook dries up, and then the Lord sends him to Zarephath. Well, a widow woman just happens to be standing by, and getting ready to get some sticks and eat them and make some meal out of it, and then they're going to eat it and die. But the Lord here, he gives a victory for Elijah, all right? And also this victory is involving this woman and her son, because they get to partake of the food and the blessing that's there. A lot of times we have blessings, and there's one blessing after another, after another, after another. And what happens is that we get lulled into thinking it's going to always be like this. And that's not the case. Remember that whenever you have blessings, there's also trials and tribulations that may come thereafter. Satan is never, never going to quit. He's always active. He's always trying to upset the victory that you had. He's got a short time, and he tries to take advantage of it. God provided the food for Elijah, provided the food for the widow of Zarephath there, and he provided protection as he went. Look at chapter 18, and look at verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." So Elijah here, he's obeying the Lord. And so we look at it, he's going before the king. Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of the house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And so here we see that Ahab, king of Israel, and this here, he was going before the Lord, and in that process, I want you to look now at verse number 19 and following. And it says, "Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." And Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put on no fire under it. And so we see that here's the test, and it's a battle, okay? And now we know what the ultimate result's going to be here. In verse 26, and they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth. It must be awaked. And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after their manner, with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, they prophesied unto the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither voice, nor any answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench upon the, about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and he cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time, and they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time, and they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, he is God. He is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. Now here we see the battle between the 450 prophets of Baal and then Elijah, and the victory goes to the God of this world, the God of all creation. And so we see that the victory is the Lord's. Elijah here, he was an instrument being used of God to carry out the message. Things don't always look good when you're starting. You know, at this point here, Elijah goes through it. He sees the prophets of Baal. They go through their routine of trying to get their God to answer. And they cut themselves and dancing and doing everything else they could to no avail. Their God does not answer. And then Elijah gets up there and he calls upon God. He prays. And when he does that, and the Lord comes down and consumes the offering, consumes the water, everything, and everything is just turned to dust there. And so what does God do here? God has given Elijah another victory. Okay, Elijah here, when we look at 1 Kings chapter 19 now, and we look at it, Elijah had another blessing there with the victory over the prophets of Baal. And then Ahab, in chapter 19, verse 1, and Ahab took Jezebel, all that Elijah told Jezebel, all that Elijah had done, and with how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And we see here, things don't look too good, because now Jezebel's getting to the picture. But Jezebel turns around and threatens Elijah. Elijah then, verse 3, and when he saw that he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And so here we see that the first thing that's happening is that Elijah is concerned, and so he's got a day's journey. He went out into the wilderness, and he's hiding himself under a juniper tree. And the tree's about 10 foot. There's a shrub. He's hiding about 10. The tree is 10 foot tall thereabouts. And so Elijah is hiding from Jezebel and the troops that may be coming his way. He goes into the wilderness, a day's journey. and he asks to die. And then in verse 5 through 9, it says, "And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave, and he lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." After Elijah had victories, you know, he had the victories of the past there. But victories don't last all the time. You can't live on the past victories. You have to go forth and make new plans and go forth and just trust the Lord and let him lead you and guide you and direct you here. And then verse 11, and he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and hold the Lord pass, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return in thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shophat of Amibaholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. And what is here is that the Lord is trying to show Elijah, listen, I'm not through with you. And there are people out there. And I believe that there are people out there for us to win and for us to bring in and give them the word of God and feed them with his word so that they can be saved. I don't believe that the Lord is finished at all with Heritage Bible Church. I believe he's got something for us to do, and it's spread his word with Awana, spread his word going street to street, you know, house to house, spread his word on the radio. So we have work that has to be done, and it's not finished. The Lord was not through with Elijah. He's not finished with us. He's not finished with each individual. If you have breath, the Lord can still use you. If you have ability to talk, if you have ability to write, if you have ability to read to others, if you have any kind of gift at all, and everybody has a gift, the Lord can use you to do everything that he needs done. And you have to go in his power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but I can't do anything in my own power, and neither can you. We need the Lord, and we need his guidance and his direction. The thing is that Satan doesn't like us to be successful. And when things are going good, beware, because right around the corner, things may not be going as good. We wrestle not against the principality of this world, all right, but we wrestle against the principality of this world and his powers. And so we ought to remember to put on the whole armor of God. And in doing so, we use it the right way without being unkind, but we use it to give out the word of God and so that the Lord can direct us. I read a lot of this, but I want us to remember that, you know, everyone here is important to the Lord. Everybody is important. I don't care who you are, what your ability is, you're all important. And God loves you, God cares for you, but he can use you to do things for him. All right? We just have to open our minds and let him work through us. And he will. I said last time, you know, exhort each other, encourage each other, help each other. And that's what's needed to be done. It's not for any one individual to do everything. We are a church body, and the church body ought to help each other. The church body ought to put in, and when somebody else is hurting, we need to speak with them and help them and encourage them. Don't let them become discouraged and down, but lift them up. Lift them up in prayer and lift them up in words. But do that. We need to be a church that gives honoring and glory to God first, and then going out and reaching others is the task. It's sometimes things don't go, like I said, the way you expect them to happen. Sometimes discouragement comes. Sometimes trials come. Sometimes things don't work out the way they ought to. But the Lord is always there by our side. He's always there to help us whenever we need him. When we go out and we knock doors, you know, and speak to people, we don't know what's going to come our way. You know, there's a while back, we years ago at another church, went knocking doors, and this fellow and I told the story before, but we knocked on his door. The guy opened the door, and he said, "I worship the shadow behind the tree over across the street." So both of us at the same time, there's two of us there, and we both turned around and looked at the shadow. And by that time, the guy had closed the door. Right? So we have to be careful and remember that when we go serving the Lord, you know, the Lord's there, but also we have obstacles as well. Okay. And my prayer is that Heritage Bible Church will be a beacon for the Lord, and that we'll go out and serve him to the best of our abilities and encouraging others. We have a lot of children that are coming for Awana, and we have whatever limits we have right now, you know, limitations as far as how many children we have. But the Lord is still there, and the Lord wants us to just trust him. And that's my message, just trust the Lord. That's it. All right. I just want to say that the message is short, because my mind's been full with visiting with contractors and also trying to get out a message. And so I tried to get a message going, and I couldn't get the right one that I thought at the time. So I had a couple of days' notice, and all the previous messages that I have that I've given in various situations, I looked at those and could not come to a conclusion as to which one I wanted to deal with. And so then I basically started from scratch today and tried to bring up something. But it's the Lord's word, and the Lord's word is what doesn't return void. And so that's more important than anything else. So I want to honor him. I believe he gave me this for whatever reason. It's something I've already known before, but it's just something that we need to be encouraged that don't give up. You know, don't ever quit. Just trust the Lord, and he will get you through each and every situation that you're going to be in. And that's it. Thank you. Let's pray, I guess. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you've given me and all the blessings you've given our church. And I pray, Lord, that you would just continue, Lord, to help Heritage to be a light to the community around us and to the rest of the West Bank, in the city, and the world. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd use us all for your glory. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.